This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I'm calling this podcast Crossfire, and this may be one of the biggest or most important analyses that I've offered this year, and here's why. We are all about to be caught in the crossfire of something huge, something absolutely huge, and there are two very destructive, very power-hungry forces that are now at odds with each other, that are going to use violence, false flags, terrorism, attacks, war, anything that they need to maintain power. And here I'm going to describe what those two forces are and how they're going to catch you and I and all the other citizens of the world in their crossfire as they position themselves for world domination, or at least domination of the United States. I finally connected the dots on all this recently after talking to some sources about what this is. It'll make sense here, so allow me to explain. And by the way, thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams here. I'm known as the Health Ranger. I run naturalnews.com as well as trump.news, tyranny.news, and many other websites. So here it is. Number one, the establishment, the political establishment of the United States, which is, of course, tied to the globalists who run the world, they realize that they've lost the narrative. They lost control of the narrative because of the rise of the internet, decentralized news and information, and independent media sources like my own. This didn't really hit them hard until Trump won the election. That's when they realized they lost. They lost control. And now they are desperate to regain control. Desperate. They're rolling out all kinds of things like trusted news sources, validated, whatever, which is just going to validate the lying mainstream media as a little scheme, a little scam to try to make you think that their fake news is real news. But they have other plans in the works, of course. Their goal is to destroy the Trump administration, even if it means destroying America in the process. Understand, they have no qualms about destroying America as long as they take out Trump, because they have to send a powerful message that to the public and to other would-be candidates who might want to run for office. The message is, don't you dare challenge our authority. Don't you dare challenge our narrative. Don't you dare pretend that you, some outsider, can play in our insiders club, which is the Washington elite and the globalist elite. So they are willing. I mean, look at Mitch McConnell. Look at Senator John McCain from Arizona. And those are both Republicans. Not to even mention, you know, the Democrats out there. All these people, they are thrilled about the idea of destroying America's economy, making America miserable, destroying job opportunities, doing whatever is necessary just to make Trump look bad. They don't care about ruining the lives of 300 plus million people as long as they can get Trump out of office or impeached or demoralized or what have you. So that's how evil those people are. I mean, truly traitors. Okay, I got to control myself. Now, so that's one force. That's the establishment, political establishment elitists who are seeking to destroy America to discredit Trump. Now, on the other side, this is the other force. You have the military-industrial complex. Now, Trump is a friend of the military-industrial complex. The military-industrial complex does some useful things, such as engaging in national defense. And that's very important, and I support national defense, by the way. However, the military-industrial complex also needs endless wars in order to maintain the revenue model that makes them money. The weapons manufacturers, the contractors, the entire system, manufacturing, distributing, everything from fuel to socks, you name it. It is a massive money-making system. And our Pentagon gets more military funding than any other military in the world, including China's military, by the way. And so this money machine has to be kept going at all costs. And as we saw with President Bush previously, These people are willing to do anything to keep the war going. They were willing to allow 9/11 to take place, which, by the way, was plotted and carried out. It involved the Saudis. It had nothing to do with Iranians or Iraqi people. It was all Saudi people. I'll cover that in another podcast. But the point is, this thing was engineered and it was allowed to take place because it would ensure not only the surveillance state, but also continued funding of the military-industrial complex for at least the next 20 years. Now, that was in 2001. And, you know, here we are 16 years later, roughly, and the military needs to remind the American people how badly we need them, right? This is what they do from time to time. Every 20 to 25 years, there's another war, right? Seems like it, except in times when war never ends. But anyway, this force is pro-Trump, and this force makes even more money than the pharmaceutical industry, more money than the GMO industry, more money than the vaccine industry. The military is the biggest, quote, business in the world. Weapons, bombs, stealth bombers, everything, top to bottom. And now, this force, which of course has the firepower, wants to keep Donald Trump in office. And this force is at odds with the previous force I described, which is the establishment system, the globalists, the left-wingers in the United States, the rhinos and the Democrats both, who want Trump out of office. So now, here's the head-to-head matchup. The military-industrial complex is willing, and they've done this before, they are willing to commit, or to allow acts of mass terrorism to take place in order to prove their importance to the world. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a revenue model. This is survival for the military-industrial complex. And by the way, I'm not anti-veterans or soldiers or anything. I support soldiers. I support national defense. I support the nuclear submarine commanders. I've talked about this over and over again. We have to have a strong military in this world. I am not anti-national defense. I'm just telling you how reality works from time to time. In a relatively peaceful democracy, the people have to be reminded. This is the point of view of the military. The people are going to be reminded about every generation how badly they need the military-industrial complex. And this is done through engineering, false flag attacks often throughout history. And this is what's being set up today. So in order to halt the efforts of the left, which is trying to get Trump out of office, the military-industrial complex will be willing to commit to allow, to stand down selectively, to allow certain acts to take place that remind people of the importance of national defense. These acts could include, and I'm not predicting these, I'm just saying this is the realm that could be included, nuclear attacks on a U.S. city, to be blamed on North Korea, for example, dirty bomb terrorism attacks, all kinds of domestic terrorism. I mean, remember, they allowed over 3,000 people to be killed on 9/11. This time they got to up the ante. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have something take place that kills 5,000 to 10,000 Americans, maybe even more. They might nuke a town in Seattle or near Seattle or something, for all we know. I mean, we could be talking about 100,000 casualties. Everything is amplified now. They have to up the ante. And I'm not saying that the military-industrial complex would pull this off themselves. I'm just saying they would knowingly allow it to happen. This has been used throughout history, especially in peaceful societies that don't want to fund the military and when they need to make a president more popular. You allow such attacks to happen, and then the president doesn't even have to know. I don't think Trump would be part of this. I don't think that he would even allow it to happen if he knew, but they will do it without his knowledge, you see. And then Trump will be even more popular, and he will win the 2020 election and go on to serve the full 8 years while funneling a tremendous amount of money to the Pentagon, which, again, some of that I agree with because we need strong national defense, especially in this crazy world with the Russians and the commie Chinese and so on. But this is just part of the program of how they ensure that cash flow, okay? Just being totally upfront with you. And by the way, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm not opposed to Trump. I run Trump.news. And I voted for Trump and I supported his election. And what I believe I understand about this man is that he would never engage in any act that would harm American people deliberately. But these things can be done without his knowledge, and they will be done without his knowledge, I believe. So the crossfire situation, to get back to the opening, the crossfire is that you and I and our brothers and sisters across America could very easily find ourselves caught up in this situation where the left, the establishment left, wants to ruin our country in order to get rid of Trump, but the military-industrial complex wants to allow a very deadly false flag to take place to remind America how much we need them and how much we need their funding and how much we need a pro-military president to remain in office for 8 years. You see how this becomes a very dangerous scenario where we, the people, can get caught in this crossfire? So that's my analysis. Do you agree with it? Or do you think it's nonsense? Do you look at history? How much do you know about history? How much do you know about 9/11? How much do you know about world events? I say study history and you'll understand exactly what's happening now, and you'll probably agree with this analysis or at least key elements of it. The bottom line is get ready because some major events are coming. Major events. There are going to be casualties. I am predicting before 2020, I'm predicting an event in the United States that will take the lives of anywhere from 2,500 to 10,000 Americans. Okay. I'm going on the record and saying that. Again, before the year 2020, that there will be some event, maybe a war-related event, maybe a missile strike, maybe a domestic terrorism event, maybe a dirty bomb, something created by people that will kill between 2,500 and 10,000 Americans. That's my prediction. And the official narrative of it will be controlled and covered up and everything else so that you never find out what's behind it. But I'm telling you ahead of time what's behind it. Because this reminder has to be done every generation for the American people, and it will be done again. Mark my words. So there you go. You can read up on all this at newstarget.com or trump.news, other similar websites. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Share this podcast with other open-minded people who also want to be informed. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms. And and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.